My name is Carolina Teresa.
And I'm Melissa Rich.
And this is Hoes with Feelings. Hello, everyone. We are here with Jake Cornell, comedian, actor, TikTok breakout star, Harry's spokesperson.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes.
Okay.
What's his podcast?
And his podcast.
Basic Training.
Yes, Basic Training. Also, I recently went to his birthday party and there was lots of food. And it's important to have parties where there is lots of food. We're getting older and no food is crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not gonna lie, I killed
Welcome,
it.
Jake.
I killed it with my birthday party this year.
You
yes,
did.
Yes, we had an amazing time.
It was a good one.
It was so fun. And yeah, when I walked in, I said, why did I eat before this? It was a party at a burrito place.
Yeah.
How
Which
stupid.
Sounds bad, but was dope.
Yeah, well, you know what? Also, it was like a, what's it called?
It was a little bit of a speakeasy.
Speakeasy.
Yeah, because it's like hidden at the back of the burrito shop.
When did that open? Because I lived
like
4 seconds from there. Okay, cool.
The original one is out on the Rockaways, and it has like a very dedicated Rockaways following Super Burrito.
Everyone in the Rockaways is pretty dedicated.
Well, you have
so
to
whatever
be. Yeah.
To get out there.
Yeah.
Wait, I just like realized like Rockaways is like, Rockaways and Red Hook have very similar energy in that way, where it's like, yeah.
Totally. Like people want to live
York.
In New York.
It's real New York.
But they've gotten older
but you're like dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
East New York's not that different either. Like it's like you're like really like I'm investing in this far out place. You know?
Yeah. Or it's just
I'm
where you go when you come to America.
No, totally.
With my family.
I love that. Well, Jake, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for wearing Leisure Center
gear. Oh my God.
Yes.
That you're
One of
so
my best
sweet.
Pieces.
Our sponsor.
We love our sponsor. We also have another sponsor that I want to get noticed really quick. Yeah. Et Vodka. We're drinking, it's rose flavored, and I gotta say, the rose is gorgeous.
It is.
Yeah, doing it with the splash of ginger, it actually is so
lovely.
We
did vodka soda, splash of ginger ale, and it's hitting. We love it.
I'm Cheers. Also loving drinking out of a lidded cup, I have to tell you.
Okay, that's
Cheers. We always drink
we somehow,
out of these.
Yeah,
it's yeah, I feel
bad
it's,
for the
there's something very
love it.
Fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it feels like you're on the go.
I know.
Until somebody wants to give us sponsored cups, we're gonna drink out of these.
I love those.
Thanks.
Jake, I'm so excited to have you here. We are so excited to have you here. I was saying to Melissa, I was like, Jake always makes me laugh. I'm so, so excited. You are so, so funny. And I feel like, as I mentioned, you are a TikTok breakout star. And we recently posted a clip where we were talking about fashion and I was describing what my fashion style is.
Oh, I saw this clip. Well, I listened to that whole episode, but then I also saw the clip.
Thank
You're
you.
So sweet.
And it, you know, I got a comment saying that, like, good job at describing your style, but the outfit is bad.
Like the outfit in the video?
Yeah, what I was wearing.
I wasn't exactly sure they were talking about you because I don't remember them saying good job describing
it's
it.
It's what it said. It was
okay.
Like, you did good describing
so
your
I just
style.
Thumbs downed it because I was like, who are you talking about? And I didn't want to get in a fight because I did get in a fight with a lot of people when I posted that, like, you're old at this age, young at this age.
But that was the most correct thing that anyone's ever said. Was
thank you.
If
I
you get it,
that.
You get it. If you
But
don't,
you know there was a lot of men in their basements coming, this is what I've been saying. 25 is old. Women are old at 25. Like,
no.
It was really... I got deep in. I got really invested.
That
Every
sucks.
Time I get in TikTok battles, I really go for it.
She does.
Yeah.
Whatever. I have time.
But I was saying, Jake, I feel like I dealt with it okay. I just wrote back and said, like, okay, but, like, I'm going to stick beside
me.
It. Like,
yeah.
You dragged me, but I'm going to stick beside it. I stand by that outfit.
Yeah.
Am
and
I traumatized? Will
you.
I wear it again? Maybe. But I still think it looked good
it's
in
a
that
good
moment.
Outfit.
And Jake just put up a video. Actually, Jake, why don't you talk about it?
I do ads, as you mentioned, I do ads for Harry's, which is like a men's like skincare body wash brand. Mm-hmm. And the most recent one I posted, I am shirtless. And it has, there is an enormous amount of discourse right now on the internet about my body, which is a new experience for me.
That is,
which is crazy because
well,
it's nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
not all bad yeah. discourse, but
Jake
there's a
been
lot.
In the gym.
Thank you. Uh-huh. But it's like, it's weird because it's not the first shirtless video I've posted. I did another because it's body wash. I'm in
Was
the shower.
Was there something specific about your nipples that time?
I think it's the lighting.
Okay.
They're just more prominent. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's the lighting and I think it's the framing. And mm-hmm. I don't know if they weren't if they were, I was in a hotel room, so I was
somebody
a little
nipples. Somebody said his nipples were too white.
Someone said my nipples, I mean, people have said, I mean, the comment, someone said my nipples are too white. Someone said they're too pointy. Someone says it looks like I just gave birth to puppies.
No!
look, I've had pretty
What's
nipples.
The demographic? What's the demographic? Are these gay men, straight men?
It's a lot women? Of, I think that the nipple comments, it's a, so there's a lot of comments about my body, and there's a lot of comments of straight men complaining that they're being shown this ad, which is really calling themselves out because it is an algorithm.
They're like, why am I horny?
Are they commenting?
They're commenting, being like, so many ads of dudes like this, and it's like, you
are they boosting your algorithm?
I mean, they're boosting the shit out of
my
algorithm.
Are they boosting your mouth? Algorithm?
It's like, it's hell, but I don't like, and that's no, the like comments that like don't really that. Bother. The comments truly don't bother me at all, but it is very funny that these men are like complaining about getting shown gay men in their ads, and it's like, it is an algorithm, sir. Like, yeah, you like, I as a gay man actually get else. Shown mostly not gay men in my ads, and that, I don't know, like, I don't know what this is about you, but like, right. It's very funny to me.
Mm-hmm. That is so good.
They're showing you what you want to see.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it
Sorry,
works.
Don't like a bunch of shirtless dudes and get mad when you get an ad with a shirtless dude.
But your response was so funny and so just like, I was like, T, bitch, T.
It's what just, was the response?
Oh, I just was like, well, I was just making, because it's like, people have said, complained about me being gay and they're being shown it. People have said I needed to gain weight, or people have said I have lost weight. People say I need to lose weight. People are saying every which thing about my body. But then this one guy was like, why is his nipple so white? And I was like, now this comment I can't handle. Like, that's actually crazy. Like, I looked, and it's like, I think that the light is just reflecting off of one of them. And, but the thing is, the guy who commented that felt so bad. And I was joking, like, none of these offended me. But he like DM'd me this huge apology, and I was like, it's really okay. Like, it's not
100%.
But it is like, people just forget that it's a person and they comment. Especially when it's like, when the video is like in the millions of views, there's so many comments. It's like, they don't think you're going to see it. And it's
come
like,
on, let them know, millions of views.
But
yeah. Yes. Millions.
That is so funny. I mean, your discourse does always make me laugh because, like, especially with like the voice one.
Oh,
when
my
you
God.
Do the straight voice. First of all, it's the funniest thing ever.
The straight voice is golden.
Yeah, that one's wild.
It really brings out a lot of sides to people.
Yeah. People get really mad about the voice.
Really?
And it's, yeah, not the straight voice, about my actual voice.
Oh, like, yeah.
Why? No, the regular voice, yeah.
Because I think they think it's like an intentional choice.
Mm-hmm. And like, there's no way.
And they're like, why does he have to talk like that? Like, why does he have to talk like that? Like, as though if I, like, it, wait, it takes me a minute to get into the straight voice. I don't know if I can. If I do, wait, hold on. Hey,
it's so
like, it takes me a minute to get into it, but it's like, once I'm in it, it's like, I can do it. But like, yeah. People are like, why can't he just talk like this the whole time? But it's like, if I did, it's really weird,
it's
right? It looks like I'm
so
being voiceover.
Weird to look at you.
Yeah.
I do think it's because it like, I genuinely think it's,
I actually
reason,
hate the straight
okay,
man
I'm gonna
voice.
Stop. I'm gonna go back to my normal
I
voice.
I hate the straight man
it's
voice.
It's actually really hard. I can't like switch between them too quickly. It like takes me a second.
Sure.
I think the reason I talk the way I do, like through my nose, is because like people were so loud in my house growing up that I was just trying to be louder, like to like make it. I was like, yeah.
Like, I was just gonna say, where are you from, Jake? Are you from?
I'm from Rhode Island originally,
Rhode Island,
and then we
okay.
moved to Vermont when I was like 7.
Okay, the way you speak does not sound Vermont. But it does give Rhode Island.
Yeah,
makes me think Long Island.
Well, it's like Rhode Island, but it's like my grandmother's from Brooklyn. My grandfather's Jewish, so it's like Irish, Jewish, loud.
Yeah,
these things make sense to me.
Yeah, that's very much the vibe.
Can we quickly detour to just like a little note of your Thanksgiving where your dad cooked like a lot, like a dozen pheasants?
My dad, did you not see these photos, Carolina?
No, where do you get pheasants?
Wait, I need to get my phone.
Did he kill them?
No, so my dad has become obsessed with, in recent years, like alternative poultry, I guess you could call it. So like,
your dad and I would get along. Do you know why?
Why? What do you?
Because I currently have two Cornish hens in the
Do you really?
I do have Cornish hens.
Well, and she's also made us duck.
Yeah, I have made duck. Okay. I think your dad and I would actually get along. I'm into it.
So duck I can do. Two Christmases ago, I believe it was, we showed up and my dad had full ass made a goose. Like a goose. And that shit is crazy. And then he
What
lined,
does goose taste like?
It's like duck times 1,000.
Yeah,
like
that sounds good.
Actually, I fuck with duck hard. I had like 2 bites of goose and was like, and I have to tap out. Like, it's so rich. It's so rich.
Yeah, my British in-laws, you know, they did a little Christmas goose one time. I was like, I actually did like it, but no, I was like, this is intensely flavored.
I wouldn't say it's bad, but after like a piece,
we are steak girls to the, you think you're steak girl, and then you meet one day, you're like, goose.
I want to buy a goose. I want to cook a goose.
I don't think you're realizing right now how fucking big a goose is.
I am.
Okay.
I am. Okay. I know how big a goose is.
Okay.
What's the problem? Turkeys are big. Is it bigger than a turkey?
Yes.
That's fine.
But it's like longer. It's crazy.
I got a big family.
It was really wild. The goose was intense. And then he made that was 2 years ago. And he always makes a bunch of quail with it, which are.
I've never had quail. And I've always wanted to have quail.
It's a little intense. He plates it. He plates it so the goose is at the center of the plate. And then it's lined with all these quail around
it. That's what got me.
How many people were at Thanksgiving?
That's the thing. It's way too, like, more birds have died than people at the table. Like, it's really fucked up. And there's something about the birds lining the big bird that activates something in people where, like, I've never. Like, I posted it to my close friends on Instagram. I've never received more DMs in my life. Being really activated by this in a really intense way. People are like, I'm having visceral reactions. So then last year, he made partridge, which, almost broke my family apart. Like completely pushed us to the edge. Like, he also, like, admittedly overcooked them.
I did not know partridge was a real thing.
Okay, yeah. He went up in the pear tree. He got them down. This shit was crazy, and my one brother, like, it was so, like, just, the photo of the partridge is absolutely harrowing. I just had, Melissa has seen it. Yeah. And at one point during it was Christmas dinner last year, where, like, everyone's like, how the fuck do you eat this partridge? And my one brother, who is just, like, marches to the beat of his own drum, like, so overwhelmed.
So kind.
So overwhelmed by the process, in the middle of dinner, picks up the partridge by his hands and just rips it in half. And my whole family is like, no! Like, screaming. As he's like, and then he's like, he turns to my dad, like, realizing how crazy that was with two halves of a partridge in his hand. He goes, I don't know how you eat this. Like,
wait, is a partridge big?
No, a partridge is like this big.
Okay.
This is your fault.
And he was like, look what you've done to us. And this year, he quite graciously made us a turkey, a normal-ass turkey, but he did.
But he was pissed about it, probably.
But he did line the entire plate in many, many quail.
Yes. Yeah, come on, King.
At least
he's plating your meal.
No, there's no complaints. And he made it, I will say, I didn't eat a quail this year, but he used the quail to make the gravy, and that gravy was unreal.
So does your dad cook Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, my parents are divorced, so it's like...
You do separate.
But also there is something like a masculine thing. Like, I dated a guy who's very into the deep fried turkey, the whatever. Like, I think there is this mask straight guy culture around cooking
turkey.
I think
it's very much like men do the turkey and women do the sides is how a lot of families kind of run that.
Not in my family. It's not women. My family. Women are doing it all.
Yeah, my family.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think our topic leads right fucking into that.
Perfect. Because
as it is time to be not selfish, I feel like it's also a time to be very selfish.
And set those boundaries.
Set the boundaries, but also I just have to start off and say that, you know, in the last fight I had with a sister, boundaries were set where she was like, no, I'm going to be selfish. Because I was kind of like, let's squash him over it. And she was like, I'm not ready. And I was like, well, I hate that. I hate that.
I respect that.
Of course, you have to. Yeah. But I was on the receiving end of someone being selfish. And I will say, that sucks too.
Yeah.
Ouch.
But that's the truth of being selfish is that you are accepting that you're going to piss someone off.
And God bless. And God bless and good job.
I just want to say, I really relate to and hold on to that you just said, my brother who marches to the beat of his own drum.
I literally was like, my family says that about me. I literally was like, my family says that about
me. I'd be like, I'm that person. Like, I'm the person who would have ripped the partridge apart.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't do that. But they're like, we don't know what she's up to. Like,
I feel like that's such a good way to phrase it and think about it. And then it makes siblings, family members, everyone more like palatable and like understandable.
Well, that's, I think, the key to acting selfishly. If you can act selfishly with empathy.
Where do you guys think is the line of like acting selfishly in a way that's acceptable, and then when does it become unacceptable?
I think it's situation by situation.
Totally.
But I think that like if it's boundary wise, you can generally defend it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I have one. I think I understand what you're saying, or maybe I'm wrong.
No.
But in my mind, I think what's acceptable to being selfish is if you explain yourself, if you communicate totally. The situation. But if you just are like, I've made up my mind. Like, if your sister didn't say, like, I'm actually not over it, and I'm still going to hold on to it for a couple days. That, to me, is the bad kind of selfish. The good, like, the better selfish is, okay, this is how I feel. I'm letting you know how I feel. It's going to be, everything's going to be okay.
That's what I was looking for. That's what I was looking for. Is that?
Oh, she didn't say everything's going to be okay.
No, she and said, she I'm
was,
still pissed.
She was very cold. She was very cold, which it kind of was her fault, too, which was crazy. And she was kind of like, I need to sort out my stuff. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that you can be kind. In yes. being selfish.
Yeah,
but that's hard sometimes.
Well, I guess what I'm thinking, why I ask that is because in my mind, it's like there's standing up for yourself and taking care of yourself. And then when that becomes bad, in my mind, like, selfish is the pejorative word for that behavior. Like, when it becomes bad, it's selfish. So it's kind of foreign to me to think of being selfish as like a good thing. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think weaponized or not, you know what I mean?
Totally.
That's, I think, where it goes, where it's like, am I enjoying the power trip? Or am I 100%. Sticking up for myself? And maybe, like, that can be perceived two different ways, too, by the two people on two different sides. I'm sure my sister thinks she is doing that. I'm like, ouchie. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I didn't get a lot of warmth, and it's going to be okay, I'm not ready. Which I think you can just be, like, sweet about it. But I was thinking even to, like, the extent of just, like, being busy and being like stretched, like how unselfish and kind I was, like, before I was pursuing comedy, like, hardcore, before I lived in New York, where you're just kind of
Well, let me tell you something. This is a place for demons. It strips you a little bit of the, like, softness. You know what I mean?
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot, I think, especially because of the holidays and going home and whatnot. But, like, I was just in my hometown for a week, and it's like, I think sometimes I can think of myself as selfish because, especially with, like, my family, I feel so, I love my family, like, I really do, but I feel so different from them because, like, I'm the only creative person in my, like, I'm the only, not, same. I don't want to say that no one else in my family is, like, creative, but, like, career-wise, a creative. Like, everyone in my family did sports, I did theater. Like, I come from, like, a hardcore sports family, relatable. Very, like, straightforward, and, like, most everyone, like, stayed in New England. And, like, they make sense within, like, the Rhode Island, Massachusetts, like, New England, Vermont, like, world that we all lived in. And then I'm, like, gay. And I was like, well, I have to go. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't say.
I bid you adieu.
No, but it's, like, to be happy. It's, like, there's no one here for me, here for me to date. The careers I'm interested in pursuing, the things I want to do are, like, other. So it's, like, I have to leave. So then it's, like, you have to go to this place where it's, like, you're not, there aren't as many, like, and then there aren't as many scripts for, like, what to do because you're not in the society that you were, like, raised in, you know? And I think it's interesting for me, like, when I go back to my hometown where it's, like, oh, you guys are, like, doing the community thing that you were, like, raised to do. And I, like, didn't have that option. So now I'm, like, a lone ranger a little bit. And then you obviously you go and you find community, but, like, there's an independence to that that then.
I have a question for you then.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like your family or, like, your community from back home is kind of looking at you like, you left. You went off because you just...
I think
there
have been
times...
Because
they think you're being selfish because they're like... I think sometimes... Or I don't want to project on you.
No,
but I feel like sometimes I think within my family, the way that I live my life or the way I do things or where I'm going here or doing this, they think I'm being selfish and they think I'm being, like, I don't know, like I'm being, like... I don't know what the word for this is, but, like, this.
Indignant, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not. Or maybe that indignant is the word, but they, like, think that. But it's, like, I don't think they realize. It's, like, no. I mean, I'm from Queens, so I don't really leave. But no. I think in your case, it was, like, it's not that I was just, like, I'm leaving because I want to leave. It's, like, no, I got to go so I can go do me and be me.
But do you have to be selfish to, like, follow your dreams or, like,
a little
chase
bit.
The trophy? You
to
do.
To be honest, it's, like, at least a little bit.
Yeah. I don't think that so. People, I think there have been times where my family resented me, people in my family resented me because when I left, like, I didn't call, I didn't come visit. Mm-hmm. And, like, I do think that that has some tensions and, like.
Well, that's disrespectful. I would also
but
be mad
now.
At you. You're my son. How dare you?
No, I get it. No, but it's like, and not my mother. My mother, it was like my sister and I had a thing when I went to college where, like, I think I wasn't calling enough. Like, there's been different times where I feel like I haven't come back enough or called enough, but, like, I think everyone's always like, if anything, sometimes the problem is the opposite, where everyone like just wants to talk about like, so what's it like? It's like, I don't want to like spend this week like just explaining my life to you. Like, can we just enjoy that? Like,
that's really what it is, though.
Yeah. It's like everyone's like, so what is it like? And it's like, I don't know. It's my whole life. So it's like, I don't know how to condense this down. It's like two sentences for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And also like, you actually don't want to know. Like, it's,
they don't want to know. Line is, how are you making money?
Yes.
That's at the end of the day, what I've realized is just like, how are you making money? And I think I have set a couple boundaries with that stuff where I'm just like, I'm not going to talk about finances because you know it's messy. I know it's messy. I'm the only, no one else is freelance even in the family. So like even figuring out how that works, it's like, it's
a foreign concept.
So I think like my selfishness on like being like, no, we're just not going to get into all of that is like for me, but also for them, because I'm like, you're going to worry or you're going to be like, you know, it's just, it's foreign at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Do they push on it, or were you, did you have to explicitly be like, we're not talking about my money?
Eventually.
Interesting.
Eventually. Yeah. Just for like some, like it's whatever, but it's also not the entire family. I think the majority, I do have to say, is kind of just like, okay, cool. Like, we don't get it, but whatever. And that's great. At the end of the day, I'm like, that's kind of best case scenario. If you're just kind of like, sounds sick. Like, I couldn't do that. Cool. Which is another thing a friend just told me to say when somebody, you're in your hometown and somebody's like, oh my God, I could never live in New York. I could never do what you do. Because that's a little bit shady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say, yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, you couldn't. Like, you couldn't.
I mean, or you flipping like, I know, I just could never stay in this town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
could never
actually really like, admire you. Yeah,
yeah. What you do is amazing. Staying here this whole time.
Crazy.
Damn. Wow. Only movie theater in a 2-hour drive in my hometown closed and became a Planet Fitness.
A what?
Yeah, I was a Planet Fitness.
And here's the thing. God bless. I'm not looking down on anyone. I'm not like,
no.
You stayed. Nothing. There's nothing like that. I'm like, just don't come for me on this day of God of Thanksgiving where I'm trying to enjoy a bird or whatever. And honestly, I didn't have any of that this year. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're all just small town girls.
We're all just small town queens.
Queens, the nanny named Fran over here.
Okay.
But it's like, it is funny because it's like, I do think that sometimes, I think you could look at how I've lived my life as selfish. Like based on how the rest of my family has operated, where they've like stayed relatively close to home. They come and visit all the time. But it's like, there is a sacrifice being made for like, I'm taking a big swing with my life. You know what I mean? Like there's a level of success that the three of us have the potential to achieve that like, you don't if you decide to go down certain paths or whatever.
Yeah,
you know
nothing
what I mean?
Is guaranteed 100%. For us, right?
No,
we gotta fucking fight for that
and
shit.
And it leaves less bandwidth.
Yes.
Yeah, less bandwidth. And that's what I think I feel like guilt about sometimes is I'm like returning a call or text or whatever. Like sometimes I'm just like, I'm flying a mile a minute, even though I'm sitting in my apartment because I'm like, just you're balancing a lot of fucking spinning plates.
Even if you're sitting in your apartment, just trying to fucking catch your breath and ground yourself. And center to yourself and fucking, you know what I mean? Align your shit.
I know. But where do you fall sibling-wise?
I'm the oldest.
Oldest, same. Oh. And that's when it kind of gets dicey because I feel
where do
like
you fall?
Youngest.
Youngest. Oh. Of course.
One of two.
That's most of our dynamic. It's truly like whenever we have an issue, it's because I'm being big sister and she's being little sister.
That's
and it's
so
just, we get there.
Funny.
Yeah.
I'm really so crazy. Oldest.
And I'm like,
crazy.
Melissa.
Me too. I know. And I'm like, I'm being a bitch. It's hard. It's hard to be the oldest and not be a bitch is, I think, part of it. And I think that, like, there's also responsibility in reaching out and in making the effort as the oldest that I have failed at because
you
have to be leaders.
Yes, but there's two kinds of oldest, and Melissa and I are the same kind of oldest because there's the oldest that, like, essentially becomes, like, the third parent and is, like, let's run this. And then there's the kind of oldest who figured out like, oh, like we all got to figure this out on our own. And we bounced.
I know. That's exactly it. Oh,
that's
no.
Like, I mean, sorry. It's the
it's
truth.
Literally
it's
it.
The tea. Like, that's like the truth.
It's literally
like,
it.
So it's like you kind of become like, you are forced to become really independent really quickly. And then you become independent and you kind of like, I think the thing
that's
is like,
it.
I didn't view my younger, well, cause like it's my, three of my siblings are like much younger than me, and then my sister's like a normal age younger than me. So my sister's 2.5 years younger than me.
So how many total? Five?
Five. But the youngest is 4.
What?
My dad gets married. One thing my dad's going to do is get married.
Okay.
And he, like...
One thing your father's going to do is put a ring on it.
Yes. Okay. And so he does... So,
it's really fun.
But so he... What was I saying? Oh, like, I thought, like, I think it's, like, funny because it's, like, you don't understand when you're the oldest. And maybe, I don't think you understand this when you're any sibling, but when you're a kid, I didn't understand that because my sister wasn't also the oldest. She wasn't going to, like, approach it all the same.
Right.
So I was like, and then you're going to become mad independent, too, and you're also going to go off and do your thing. And she did, but on a totally different timeline in a totally different way. Yeah. And I think that was, like, created a lot of friction between us in, like, honestly, your 20s is, like, where I think you, like, figure out your actual relationship with your sibling. Like, I wasn't, me and my sister are very close now, but that really solidified in the past, like, 4 years, I feel.
Yeah. So are you saying that it was rockier in the 20s?
Yeah, I mean, it was rocky when we were kids. Like, we did not get along our whole childhood. And then, like, and then I went to college and I was, like, super absent. And then, like, in our, like, over our 20s, got closer and closer and closer.
Cause that's, I think, an ideal trajectory, honestly. Yes. Because you just want to land well in adulthood. You want to be on good terms when people start having kids, when things, like, when the dynamics shift. Like, it's kind of... Not easier. I think it's easier to get in, like, petty, stupid, silly fights when you're all going to grandma's at the same time. You're all doing this. But then, like, you get older and, like...
Yeah.
I feel like me and my sister are better. But if that bitch comes for me, I will send for her.
Oh, me and my sister can get in, like, a huge fight over the dumbest shit.
Oh,
like,
it's nonsense.
Yes. And there's, like, little shit that makes me so fucking mad.
No one can trigger you like a sibling. Yeah. And I feel like I am often a catalyst of that, which sometimes I feel really bad about. Because, like, I try to be not selfish and, like, go home and, like, spend the money to be there and whatever. And then I come home and I'm like, oh, did I just ruin everything?
That's so literally funny. Oh, my God.
I come home and I'm like, wait, is it me?
I do realize I am the problem. As soon as I step foot there, I'm like, oh.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's so funny.
It's really bad. But I think that, like, there's, I'm always fighting the guilt of not being there versus the effort and maybe damage I cause by being there. It's like a really weird balance.
So here's, if we want to talk about it, let's talk about it. Because visiting is one thing. Let's talk about when you have to host someone visiting New York.
No.
It's one of.
Family or just like.
I mean, like family first, but hosting anyone. Like, and I'm sorry, like, I have to be honest and, like. I love my family so much. There's nothing worse in the world.
Yeah.
I know.
There's nothing worse in the world than hosting someone in New York City.
Well, simply because your life stops. Your life stops. You are
and then you're
doing
do a
and
bunch
then
of
you
shit
are
you don't
going,
want to do.
I don't want to go into a bit that I have, but it's you're doing Central Park, 9/11. Back to Harlem for some reason. Mm-hmm. You're going over here. You're just covering grounds
and
you
they're
never
also
found.
Like they're like but it's also this thing of them being like, what do you want to do? Like, I want to do what you do. And it's
no,
like,
you don't.
No, you don't. Because if you did want to do what I do, you would live here.
Right.
You don't like, you're not going to like what I want to do.
Yeah.
Do you want to go drink 19 gin and sodas at a gay bar? You don't.
No. But I do.
Yeah.
I'll meet you at the gay
because
bar.
Because we're freaks. Like, it's just a different, it's a different thing. I think there was one time, one friend, I actually used this to cry during acting class one time.
Stop.
A friend's mom who's, you know, from the Midwest came in town and she was like on the ledge, took her everywhere. The Met, like ran both of them ragged for 4 days. The last day she goes, where do you want to go? And she goes, can we go to what's the drugstore on Broadway? Like Arbor Drugs, where you get your birth control.
What?
And my friend goes, yeah, why? And she's like, I don't know, you just always say you're going to go to this drugstore and pick up pills. I just want to see it. And goes on her errands with her. She goes, when you say that you go, like, to dinner at this place, can I go see that?
That's actually
cute. I'm going to cry already.
Yeah.
Like, That is the sweetest thing. Like, she was like, cute. I want to see, like, not even realizing she's saying something profound, like the mundane little shit.
It's like, I want to put a face to the name of all your chores.
Of all the things when you're on the phone, you're like, yeah, I just got back from the drugstore. I was picking up my birth control. Like, she was like, I want to see all of these places. And my friend laughed in my face when I literally started sobbing at
dinner. I mean, that's
dinner.
Really pure.
I was like, that is the sweetest, like, that is the parent
that's
that,
pure.
Like, that
that's
is
a
pure.
Really deep level of love.
I know.
That's
I want to see. I want to see where you go pick up your prescriptions because you say on the phone, so, like, how sweet.
And my mom's kind of like that when she visits, which is nice. Which is like my mom, like, doesn't like my mom doesn't like want to do any of the touristy stuff. She actually does just want to be a spectator to my life. You know what
I
mean?
That's awesome.
Which is really sweet. Like, it's funny, but like, she just wants to like, literally, like, I think if she could like fly on a wall my whole life, she just would. Like, just be
so right. That's like, so cute.
It's so funny.
I think my mom's like that too, in the sense that she like is from
here.
She wants
a little more
involvement. When I first started doing stand up,
she would go out.
Yeah.
When I first started doing stand-up, every single show I would post on my Instagram stories, she would respond to the story, is it being recorded? Every single, and I was like, Mom, like, that's not how it works. Like, you'll see a tape when you see a tape.
You'll see a clip and it's gonna be 20 seconds.
Yeah,
you're
gonna like, she wants, she just like wanted to see all of it.
That's so sweet. Yeah. I love that. I do have to say, as annoying as like they can be, I cherish it. In the moment, I'm stressed out to the max. Five people getting through a subway turnstile. Insanity.
Oh, yeah. Hell.
Insane. Every second
but we
is
love
insane.
Them to
but
death.
Then you look back and you're like, okay.
Absolutely.
But to be fair, it is really difficult.
It is difficult. But I was going to say, you know what? And obviously, she's not my sister, but like, when your sister came out last time, I
that
had a good time.
That one's
like,
different. That one's she
actually had a really good time because she was chill.
Either
she was
sister,
like, whatever y'all
sister,
do.
I feel like would be fine. Yeah,
I mean, I had my aunt here, and on the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, she wanted to go look at some hair, some weaves, and figure out her situation with that. And I'm like trying to take her around to these different spots, and she's just like Canadian and like a little stubborn, but also so funny.
I always forget about your like, Canadian family.
Yeah, I have
Are
a lot
you
of
Canadian?
Family. No, I'm Trinidadian and Guatemalan.
That's
but
what
I have
thought.
A lot of family in Canada on my Trinidad side.
Okay.
And they like to come to New York for American Thanksgiving so they can like shop and like hang out. And
fun. I love that.
So she's like in the hair. So then she wants to go to the hair supply. So like, this is the best. She's got my other aunt in Canada on the phone. And she's trying to FaceTime. She's struggling to FaceTime. I'm trying to help her. She's like, no, Caroline, I can do it myself. And she's like very proper. She keeps telling me I'm not being ladylike. Then she turns the phone around so that she can show my other aunt
Shop.
The aisle. So she's walking down the aisle very slowly like this. Not even
Shop.
Like,
no.
You know how you could just like turn, flip. The
yeah.
No. This way.
Stop.
Slow. And then Aunt Diane's like, wait, Shirley, left, right, left, right, Shirley. And she's like, what do you mean, Diane? And
I'm
like,
stop.
That's so funny.
But we had a lot of fun. Like, I literally had so much
no,
fun
that
with her.
Is
and
fun.
I was
You have fun with your family.
Whole, yeah,
Carolina, yes. Carolina has fun with her family. And that's like, I'm not saying I don't have fun with my family. I'm saying it is situational.
Yeah.
And there are highs and deep lows.
I have a lot of fun with my family. We're going through a phase right now where, like, my grandmother's in hospital. Like, we're going through a
hard
phase
time.
Where it's, like, hard. And so I think that's also what's kind of, like, making – there's, like, this level of stress to everything that is, like
totally. –
so, like, the fun is, like – it, like – it brings out all the bad parts and diminishes all the fun parts. So it's, like, you have to really fight to pull the fun out. But we still, like, do that. You know what I mean? But it's, like – I think we're just in an era of like stress, but in general, I have a lot of fun with my family.
Yeah. It is
but
good.
It's
fun. And it's like, it's sometimes I feel forced, but sometimes I feel like you enter it forced. And if you're not selfish, if I just like really submit and just am like, here's the experience, let's do it. Then it is good.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Or there's a blowout fight. And then afterwards I'm like, either that was cleansing or that was disaster.
Yeah.
How do you feel like selfishness plays out with like your non-family, like with friendships?
I think for me, it's harder with friends because with my family, I'm more like laid back in the sense that it's like, okay, you're my family. You're not going anywhere. Where are you going to go?
Right.
But with your friends, I feel like I'm a little bit more, I try to be a little bit more conscious. Like my friend, excuse me, we can beep it out, but, you know, Black she kind of called me out. She was like, you know, like, I just feel like everything is centered around you. She came for me. She said, I feel like our friendship is centered around you. She said, I always do what you want me to do. And if I don't do that, then I'm not going to see you. And I just feel like you don't put in the same effort as me. And I don't feel that way. But when she was, like, calling things out, I was like, okay, I hear you and I see you. I don't 100% agree, but if this is how you feel and you're my friend and you mean a lot to me, then I got to check myself and I have to try to
Right, you can't make her not feel that way.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's not like I'm going to be like, no, bitch, I do whatever. You know what I mean? I'm not going to argue with you because that's how you feel. And I love you. So I don't want you to leave me 100%. Because you think I'm being selfish. I don't care about you. I don't ever want my friends to feel like I don't care about them unless I don't. But I care about her.
Right.
So like it is, I think maybe it is a little bit harder for me because I feel like with my family, maybe I can be, I feel like I give with my family. They call me, I usually come running. But that's also because whenever I call them, they come running.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it's, I feel like it's more of a struggle for me.
I think that it is a balance between, for me at least, like what am I giving in each friendship? And like, I've been slacking, I feel, in a lot of friendships lately, and I do feel guilt about that, but I am just prioritizing like work, which is so lame and so not fun.
Too sometimes.
Exactly. That's how I feel. But I think I'm being selfish in a way that I'm not communicating in the way that I should be. Like, I should be a little bit better with being like, hey, I didn't come, sorry, or whatever it is. I also think that there's, like, people who, I don't know, who will take a grudge and, like, hold it over you so hard.
I can't have those kind of people.
I don't respond well to that. Exactly.
I can't have that kind of person in my life. I can't have that kind of person in my life.
I feel the same way.
It doesn't work. I have, like, my, like, I have so many friendships. Like, I mean, we all do. Like, we all have, like, big groups. And it's, like, one of the number one things I'm looking for. And I think some people like really shit on this and I vehemently disagree with it, but it's like, it's that understanding of what the expectation is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of time, of like commitment. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not the kind of person who's gonna be mad if you didn't come to my birthday party. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm not, unless you're like someone who like really should be there, in which case I would not even be mad. I'd be like, what happened? Were you sick?
Or you're next door and you're like, you're doing, unless there's some shit.
But like, I guess like the holding a grudge thing is like I've had friends when I was young, like where it was that it was a lot of it was like being in a fight to kind of like make sure that like you could make back up and it made like the friendship interesting or something to people. Right, and it's like, right. I can't have that. Like it's gotta be, if I don't see,
it's gotta be genuine. We're all, it can't just be like, yeah. See, but that's the thing is that like, I think with my friend that I was talking about, if she doesn't do like, you know what I mean? I guess my problem, and this I think is a Virgo thing as well, like I kind of view, I have to step outside of myself and not expect people to behave or operate the way that I behave and operate. So
yeah,
her being offended or feeling upset about stuff sometimes is really hard for me because it's like, I wouldn't be offended or upset about stuff. Kind of like you were saying, like, I wouldn't be that mad if someone skipped my birthday or I would, not that I skipped a birthday because I didn't, I took out to dinner, but I'm just saying in general, like sometimes for me, it's like if I don't see it as an affront.
Totally.
Then sometimes.
So
why are you so upset? But it's also like everybody's different. Everybody's feelings and their temperatures are, you know.
If that's a Virgo thing, I feel like my version of it is I forget that not everyone like thinks about the same. I feel like I think that everyone wants the same things I want.
You're like, I think everyone wants to have sex with me and I want to have sex with them. I'm a Scorpio. And it's just pretty much.
No, but it's like, I don't, fucking. I forget that people could be thinking about something in a different way. I feel like I assume everyone like is viewing things in the same way.
I do the same thing.
And then I catch myself sometimes where someone would be like, well, maybe they don't think about things in that way. Uh-huh. Or like they don't prioritize that thing. Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess. I think that's wrong.
But that's where I think selfish, well, they're wrong.
Yeah.
But that's where selfish just goes wrong is when you're blinders up, I only see my way. Because if you were like, I understand your position and I'm still going to do this because it's best for me and it's my priorities and whatever, cool.
Yeah.
If you're like unaware of everyone else, if there's no empathy or compassion, then I think it's being a dick.
But the thing with selfishness is that it's like one of the great like conundrums of human existence is that like nothing is 100% altruistic. And it's like, where is the boundary of what is a, it's the first question I asked when we started this conversation. It's like, where is the boundary of where it becomes unacceptable? Do you know what I mean? Because it's like even like us drinking out of plastic cups is selfish, but like,
it is.
You know what I mean? And it's like, if you zoom out far enough, it's like, I mean, it's like every single thing we're doing right now has like bad implications. You know what I mean? Like, you know, your vape, this shirt, like it's all bad.
Hold like, it up like
it's all bad. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, how do you So where do you draw the line of what you hold yourself morally accountable for, where you're like, that's, I'm going to think of others in this situation and not myself. And it's like, there's no, I do think I've let that paralyze me in the past, where I've like kind of almost like not lived my life or not like advocated for what I want because of that, especially in like relationships and dating and in like, and also my career. I feel like those are the two big areas where it's like, I've been like, if I'm selfish, it'll like come back to get me, or like it'll
in a bad way.
Yeah. And
do you mean in a karmic like situation or?
Yeah, I think in a karmic situation or like in a. Yeah, I guess like in a karmic situation, like I think that like really advocating for yourself, or like I'm so afraid, like sometimes I think I'm so afraid of like burning a bridge or offending someone or coming across a certain way that I sometimes I'm like so passive that it's like I'm not doing anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that sort of thing.
But I think, and maybe this is selfish, just the idea of this, I think sometimes you have to like kind of look at it from the viewpoint of like, is what I'm doing good for me? One.
Yeah.
And then two, is what I'm doing good for the people around me?
Right.
And then three, where can I find the balance between that?
Totally.
Like, I had a really hard time last summer. I had a miscarriage. Anyways.
I listened to the podcast. I'm not
going to talk about it, but then I bring it up. But I'm telling you, when that happened, I mean, for a year, up until last Christmas when I started Prozac, I was struggling and I really fell off as a friend, I think. And that's probably what the residual of my friend coming to me and being like, you're not being a good friend, is because I couldn't, it was so hard for me to leave my house. I couldn't do it. I wanted to. I was canceling shows. You want to talk about career? I was canceling shows. And I would try to sit there and convince myself like, no, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. And then it would be last minute and I'd be like, are you? I cannot. And then I would have to cancel the show. And that I felt looked bad on me. And then like, I don't know, like just in general, like I just felt like I feel selfish. I'm not showing up for my friends. I was treating comedy not that great, bad. But it just was like all the, and I was really bad. I felt guilty about it, but I was also like ultimately at the end of it, because I had tried to force myself to go out. Yeah. I tried to force myself to be social and I was dying inside. And so I was like, yes, I was selfish, but it was like, it just got to a point where I couldn't even force myself. And then I was like, but the thing I used to tell myself was like, bitch, maybe you just need this and you can go back to being yourself again. Or like, maybe you just need this moment to like, or maybe you'll find a new you or some shit like that, which I think I might have. I hope I did. But you have to figure that out and you have to give yourself the time. And so that's why I think sometimes like being selfish can be so good, because had I not, God knows, because she was spiraling. And it was that.
You have to in that situation.
Yeah. And I also think that that's not, like, again, like what I was saying earlier, where it's like, I don't think you're being selfish. You're kind of like doing the best you could do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In my mind, selfish, like true selfishness, when I think of the word is like consciously being like, I am willfully making choices that are expensing others to, like cutting in line is selfish, right?
Yes.
I am willfully doing something that is advantageous to me that like.
But sometimes we're selfish and we don't recognize that.
Yes, yes. But I think that that's a different thing.
This is positive selfishness to me, because you were taking care of yourself. You were like probably on some level not wanting to like put that
make
on
other
those
people
feel
sad.
Exactly.
You also got yourself better.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel better.
You just needed to take that time.
You know?
You first showed up to Edinburgh. Great, like, we haven't even talked about Edinburgh.
Oh, my God. Oh, that, wait. I almost just said something rude.
What?
I almost literally just said, that's why you were like that in Edinburgh. Because I could tell you were going through it.
Okay.
Right. I could tell you were going through it. Like, okay. I remember saying to you one day.
I had no excuse.
I was like, well.
Me, it was cold out.
I mean, we were all going through it.
Did Marcia tell you about my full breakdown?
I was there.
Oh, you were there. Oh, my God.
I was there.
Oh, my God. You were there.
And I like, didn't understand, but now it all makes sense.
Yeah. I just like lost
it. Was that Jasmine?
That is yes. Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. She was really fun.
Yes. So you see why if she says to me, like, it's not clicking.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be like, you know what, bitch?
Totally.
It's not clicking. Because my friend flew all the way to Scotland to come see me perform. be with me. And that day that I had the full breakdown, like, I went back to her to hotel.
We
and
really
like,
needed that night in the hotel
she,
so badly.
Like, grounded me. She called Hamidae. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and again, like, it's okay, I feel like, to make mistakes, but it's like, what's not selfish, a good selfish is to clock it and be like, I'm wrong and I gotta put my hands up and I gotta be yeah. or try to be better.
But nothing makes me feel worse than like if I fail as a friend for being selfish or a family
oh, I know.
Member
it,
or whatever.
It hurt
like
me.
That is yeah. like the deepest. No, not in that situation. I feel like if I were, when you said like if you see someone and you're not responding right to them, like that would be devastating to me. And I'm not, I have definitely failed like this, but that's when I really feel bad. Or even like family wise, like if I'm like, oh, would have gone home one more time yeah. before my dad passed, that kind of shit where you're like, oh, you God. Are selfish and it doesn't pan Ooh, out. Friends. And it's like, I will lose it over that stuff. And then you just have to like forgive yourself. And nothing is harder, obviously. But it's just like, you don't, I think being selfish in these ways, sometimes you just have to say, like, in the moment, that's what it was.
Chalk it up to the game and just be like,
it's fucked. But, like,
yeah.
I mean, as a Virgo,
it's hard.
It's never forgiven. Mm-mm.
No, but that's also the thing is like, it is like, it, like, it's part of that thing of being the one who has to leave, like, who has to go. It's just a different experience where you're always going to feel
guilt.
You're always going to feel guilt and you're always yeah. because it's also the kind of thing where it's like if you're the ones who stay, who feel comfortable in those spaces. And I don't want to like I don't want my family to listen to this episode because I feel like they're not going to get it because it's but because it's not that they don't understand me, but it's like if you're the kind of if you're queer, if you're just like a different personality type, if yeah. you're a different energy than that and you need to get out and they don't. It's like they'll never understand that. So it does just seem right. selfish.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's not. It's like in my mind, I'm like, I need you to understand there's no choice in the matter.
Yeah.
If I stayed.
Not good so, for like, anyone, we, honestly. I mean,
no, we, but yeah. to be real.
Like if we were to like if, I can't. Yeah. So it's like that's yeah. the part where it's like. Like, I can't, like, it's so...
But you know what makes me sad? When I think about how many people...
Do stay, even though.
Who do stay and, like, have to lock up a piece of themselves and they can't go and, like...
I know.
Be... That literally, when I think about that, that makes me so sad. And I mean that in, like, all of the ways that a person can lock up a piece of themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as a woman, like, you're...
As a queer person.
Like, not even woman. I would just say gender in general... Like, as a queer person, as a person of color, as, like, an immigrant, as anything, like, when people have to start shutting things off inside to survive or to endure, like, that's so sad. So it's,
and
like...
And you see it when you go back to
give yourself
place.
Props. So I think I want to say, Jace, is, like, you have to give yourself props
100%.
For being, you know, brave. Not to say that other people aren't, but just that, like, when you do take that chance, because, bitch, we are literally gambling with our lives as
it's crazy.
Creatives.
Yeah.
We're fucking shooting dice.
Yes.
And it's so, and I even forget to say this to myself, like, it is crazy. I was literally crying to my friend Lily the other day. I was like, bitch, I'm ready to just be regular. Like, I'm, like, is it time for me to just get my little job and quit the comedy and, like...
I think about that all the time. Yeah.
Just, like, live a nice life, have a little baby with my husband and just, like, be... Just like, sit, just chill and not be stressed out about this other bullshit. But then it's, like, on the other
but
hand,
it's,
like... But
you would never. You've been making that choice since you were a child.
Exactly. But it's because I have no choice. I have to. Like, this sickness inside of me.
I know.
It is
and it's so hard. I just feel like you have to like be proud of yourself for that. Sometimes.
No, and I am very proud of myself. I don't think that the guilt, I don't think like the guilt that I feel sometimes or like those questions ever outshine the joy I get from like
performance
and stage. Just the life that I have. Like, yeah. I don't know. 100%. Is there's like, no
comedy aside, sometimes just like you have to be selfish about lifestyle, who you have in your life, whatever. Like,
it's
what are we here for? What are we doing?
We're here for enjoyment. Who don't like enjoyment?
That's the thing. Yeah, it's like, but like when you were saying like people who have to lock up these different parts of themselves, like those are the people that when you have conversations, and this is the thing that I'm always like, I can't relate to this. When you, like people who get fucking mad about other people's business, like the way that like when you are living a life that you don't like you're just fully enjoying and having a great time. And then people, they'll be like mad about like what someone's, they'll be like, well, Harry Styles is wearing a necklace. I'm like, how can you literally give a fuck? Do you know what I mean? Like that kind of shit. God. Where I'm like, you're just mad that your life is like tied up. You know, like all, like
1000%.
It's like I just can't give a shit about. It's like I care about people's like well-being, but like I don't like people who get like have like people who like feel like they need to have an opinion about Taylor Swift
Or be the mad Kardashians. About I think yeah, that one.
The
really,
Kardashians.
I have opinions about the Kardashians.
I have opinions about the Kardashians, and I agree with a lot of your opinions about the Kardashians.
Hate, like haters have to. Someone who's talking about your outfit.
It's just being a hater.
Yeah. But in general, your nipples.
My thing with them is that I'm just like,
oh, 100%.
The girls are going to do what they want to do. And at the end of the day, no one, the girls are not paying my bills.
What it is when people get mad seeing the audacity of someone living.
Yeah.
Which happens with women a lot. And I did realize, because I fight with so many straight men. I've talked about it. And, you know, there's... I don't know how to unpack this, but like I just literally get in fights with straight guys all the time. And at one point,
like on the internet or in real life?
No, in real life. In real life.
Yeah.
It's really weird. It's really weird. I don't know anyone else who has this experience. But a therapist said to me, do you think that they're mad at your audacity for living? And I was like,
oh, God.
Maybe. Psycho. But like doing stand up, doing whatever. Not fucking them. Who knows? Who knows what weird thing gets triggered by people? And then it's almost perceived selfishness or perceived like offense that like, I have no idea that someone else's experience or you, anyone, like it's just a weird, weird trigger that I feel like people can hit.
My aunt said to me, she's like, what? Your generation is so, what did she say? We're entitled and you guys just think like you did. But I wanted to say to her, and I didn't say to her, but I wanted to say, and I don't think she would actually, I could have just probably said it to her because we're chill like that. We can talk. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to be like, as a woman, sometimes I feel like your generation should have been more selfish.
Yeah.
Your generation should have been more entitled because you deserved it.
Yeah.
And you, like, y'all, I think sometimes it's like that energy of like seeing someone living a life that you like don't understand or that you like, you, what was you saying?
What?
Like the thing.
I listen, it was almost the thing, out.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's something in the rose.
But it was something
and you vodka. It's,
it works.
It's a,
no, but.
But you were saying something about like how like, oh, the audacity.
Oh, the sometimes audacity to live.
People don't like to see your audacity. And I'm like, not to say that my aunt doesn't like to see my audacity. In fact, out of a lot of the people in my family, she is the one to encourage my nonsense the most at times. Right. But I'm just saying in general for like that generation. Also, one time I went to a medium and she told me that my issues with my mom or like sometimes my fights with my mom is really about I need to understand that my mom is living through me. And so that's why sometimes she panics because she's like,
yes.
Happy that I am a traveling ass bitch. She's happy that I am outspoken. Fuck. She's happy that I am the way that I am. But sometimes it scares her because she's like, I don't want anything
your
bad to happen to
you.
And I don't understand you or your husband.
You're in
leave
Miami
you
again.
You need to stay home for Valentine's Day because, because you don't leave your husband on Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? But it's like, babe, I'm going to Mexico City and I'm going to be back.
I was traveling
back on Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Like things like that. So literally that medium said that to me and I feel like my, it really clicked things in for me. And I was like, okay, Sandra, I understand you more. I see you and I feel you. Isn't that crazy?
That's the thing really about mediums, psychics, anything is like people get so uptight about like whether it's real or not. I'm like, they say shit that helps. I had a psychic reading last year. Kat had me on the floor crying. Mm. Changed my life. Changed my whole fucking life.
Of course.
Absolutely changed my life.
There's really, like, even if you don't believe in it, even if we're always talking about my girls that I talk
many
to
ladies
via the phone. And
how many do you have other than Kat?
Three. Oh, no, two. Like... Two other than Kat. Yeah, two other than Kat.
Wait, I want
But,
them.
Like, yeah, I'll send it. So I think that minimally, in the even with tarot or whatever, it's going to make you see this exact moment in time and how you feel about it. Like, it's going to pull something out of you. It's 100%. Not about predicting the future or whatever. Like, it's just about self-recognition. And that is, a gift.
It's a tool for introspection. Same with astrology.
That lady. And you guys made me want to go back to that lady. She only speaks Spanish and she's in Jackson Heights. But she's really good.
I'm offended you haven't taken me there.
I can interpret. I have to see. I have to ask Christiana, like, where she's at now.
She's probably a while ago. Solid.
I mean, when I tell you there was a waiting room, it was full.
Oh,
and
shit.
Christiana told me that she does it for Mark Anthony's brother.
Okay.
Wow.
That's well, what Christiana told me.
How could we turn that
well,
down?
Well, then that's that.
Does she... Whatever.
I'll find out.
I'm like, does she... Is it something... Like, what would she say about J-Lo? Is she like, tell your brother? Like,
I mean, I didn't ask her about J-Lo. Whatever. I was too busy bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, my psychic reading, she had me crying within five... You know how she sends the recording? It's literally like, I go back and listen to the recording and it's so funny because like, once the reading starts, she says two things and you just hear me go... I know that like at the time I literally was in my living room like slowly moving to the floor and then I did the rest of the reading laying on my back,
laying on the carpet.
The dog like came over and like sniffed my head and I was just like it really fucked me up.
It's really good.
It really fucked me up.
But I feel like if we're taking selfish steps, that is a perfectly healthy selfish step to take.
Yep.
Like, get in touch with your real wants, your real feelings. Like, that's where we should be selfish, is like introspectively.
Yeah, it's like centering yourself in your own narrative.
And then I think every other interaction is going to be easier because you know where you're coming from. You can be empathetic because you already have yourself. That's like, my fights are when I'm being insecure, you know? Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
So if you're secure in yourself and you know where you stand on whatever issue, you have your own back, which is not as easy as you think, then you can like
100%.
Come to the table with something good.
That's really good what you just said about like your fights are when you're feeling insecure.
Yes.
I think it's also good to remember that about other people. Mm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, okay, why is this bitch coming for me? Is it because
they feel insecure?
Is it because they feel insecure? Or I've said something
that
triggers
that. I mean,
that
goes back to the end of the episode. That's like the people that comment, like the comments in the video. I'm like, this is not about me. I might as well not read them.
Can
like,
you imagine?
Yeah.
It's just not about me.
Especially when you look.
I mean,
if
they say I look good, then it's about me.
Then
but if they say
me,
I look bad.
But
obviously.
Especially, I mean, it's no coincidence. I'm sorry that a lot of the times when you click onto those profiles, they have little videos.
Yeah, no.
So 100%. It's like real bold.
You know, I have counted, post a video. Or I've said to them, post something.
Post a video.
Post
see
something,
what I say.
You loser. Yeah.
See what I say.
I like that a lot. Well, the person that commented on my thing, I clicked on it, no videos.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it Brene Brown? I don't want to go down that hole. And I'm not as familiar as, you know, I just came out so hard with that. But doesn't she say something like, you can't, who? That's a correct response. It's this white lady who does this thing.
You know who Brene Brown is?
She does about shame where it's like, if somebody is not in the arena, then why are you even commenting? What are you doing? You can't even relate to me. You're not even
100%.
Posting a video. Mm-hmm. Why would I validate what you're saying? You're not even in the game.
You're not even in the game.
Absolutely.
Is that Brene Brown?
I don't know.
Am I drunk?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Me too, well, I am.
I was
how
like,
long does
I will
it take a white girl to bring up Brene Brown?
I will say, I was like, damn, this one drink hit really hard. And then I look over at the bottle and realize how much vodka is missing from this bottle for three cocktails.
Okay.
And it's like a third
that's
of the
on
bottle.
Me.
Who did that?
It was me, obviously.
I like looked over and I was like, oh, shit.
It looked right. Well, you know what? I actually, one got poured a little high and then I thought, well, oopsies. And I just
well, we had Sydney on the last one and obviously she doesn't drink. So we like put Red Bull in the ice cups and
hell
we're like,
yeah.
So we were like, I looked at her like,
yeah. I fucking love a Red Bull.
I do too.
I love a Red Bull.
A
you know,
Red
I love
Bull?
A Red Bull.
Are you kidding?
You know,
a yellow I'm, Red Bull. Yeah. She put me onto that.
You know, I love a Red Bull.
Oh my God. Well, Jake, this has been
amazing. I mean, this was just a hangout. You know what I mean?
That's, it felt so
it was
much
a hangout
like a
with like a light therapy element.
Yes.
Just gorgeous. Where can people follow you?
Jake W. Cornell on Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, but I don't tweet much.
Who does it? This
I
point?
Mean, it's exhausting.
You mean X?
X.
X.
X. Way to go ruin everything. Stupid.
Elon.
Inventor. Okay. Well, thank you for coming on. Such a joy. Such a pleasure. Thank you at Vodka for getting us wasted.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Love you guys.
Mwah. Love you guys.